Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show today. This is Regina Perkins, the host of the Regina Perkins Show. Just want to thank you all for logging on this morning and listening in to me. It may not be morning for you. It may be afternoon or it may be in the evening time, but whenever, thank you for joining in on the Regina Perkins Show. Today, I want to talk about a topic, about something that I usually don't discuss. And we're usually talking about spiritual things, and we're talking about prayer, spiritual warfare, and those types of things, because I definitely want to equip the body of Christ for these end times. But there was something a little bit more practical that I wanted to discuss with you all today, something that the Lord had brought into my attention today when I came out this morning just to go for a morning walk. And I came to the park this morning, and I just began to ask the Lord, you know, I've been kind of feeling tired, and some of you may have been feeling the same way. You may have been feeling under the stress and under the pressure of the times that we're in. There's so much going on right now. It doesn't take long to get stressed out. Just looking at a news program can stress you out, or even just, the temperature and the climate of the world right now is so chaotic, and there's so much uncertainty. We're seeing deaths and sickness and calamity, you know. We have the elections and all the things that's going on in our political arena. All of these things all contribute to a very high-stress lifestyle. So I just wanted to talk to you something practical today about health. And the Lord began to minister to me this morning. You know, sometimes God can just speak to you through one word. You know, he can say one thing to you that can be so profound that one word, you can unpack and unearth so much from one word the Lord can speak to you. You know, usually that's how he moves sometimes in the prophetic. He may give you one word, and when you open up your mouth and speak that one word, then he begins to unearth and unravel and unpack even more deeper jewels from one word. And so I was just saying, God, you know, right now I'm just feeling kind of tired, you know. Some of you may have known, you know, kind of skipped on some of my podcasts. And I was like, Lord, it's been a while since I recorded. And I said, you know, because I've just been in a silent mode, you know. And one thing I always want to do is bring quality to God's people, you know. And sometimes your own spirit, your own self, you have to take inventory of your own spirit. That when you feed the people of God, that you're feeding them something that is fortifying to their soul, you know. A lot of times as ministers, we don't take the time out to feed our own spirits. We don't take the time out to nurture our own souls, that when we open up our mouth and speak to people, that we're able to encourage them in a healthy way and not spew out our own things that we're going through. Sometimes we can bring our own feelings and emotional baggage to the table, and we feed it to God's people. And it's not necessarily the word of the Lord. It's just of what you're going through in your soul. So we begin to preach from the soulish realm. So I said all that to say this, is that I was just speaking to the Lord about, you know, God, I've kind of been feeling tired in my spirit and just kind of resting up and kind of saying, God, I got to get back to work. That's what I was saying. Lord, I got to get back on my podcast. I got to get back on my game. I got to get back on the things that I normally do. And so because I had not, I'd kind of been feeling guilty to the point to where I didn't understand, you know, how do I get back to this, how do I get that thrust back that I had before? And the Lord began to say, this is the season that I have you in. And the word that he said, this is a time where you're finding yourself. You're discovering yourself and who you are. And so I'm going to meet you at this point where you at, because this is the point that I have you at right now at this point. So it's not a time for you to go and do this, that, and the other. This is the time that I have you in of rediscovery, finding out who you are in this season of your life. And so that was a notification. I didn't turn it off, but listen up to what I'm saying. In this season of your life, that it's not a time to rush forward. It's not a time to do anything but what the Spirit is leading you to do. And sometimes we go ahead of the Spirit, and a lot of times that's why we see a lot of ministers fall, because in those times when you should be resting, in those times when you should be regrouping and refreshing, you're still preaching, you're still ministering, and you're starting to minister out of your soul and your flesh and not out of the Spirit. And that's when it becomes dangerous territory. That's when you begin to wear yourself out, because you're no longer preaching from the overflow, but you're now preaching from a vulnerable place. You're preaching out of your spirit, straight out of your spirit. There's not an overflow because you're depleted yourself. You have no overflow to give. So that's a time when you need to stop and you need a fresh word from the Lord. The prophets didn't come out the chamber till they were summoned. And the Lord, and if you notice, if you go read in the Bible about the, when the prophets gave a word, it would always say the Spirit of the Lord, the hand of the Lord was upon him. They moved as the Spirit gave them utterance. They didn't move because the people wanted them to move. They didn't preach because they felt like I have a show and a program I have to get to. They moved as the Lord gave them utterance. Come on now. And that's how you speak a rhema word from heaven, is when you wait on God. It reminds me when I was watching on TV and there's a very famous preacher back in the Azusa conference, and that was William J. Seymour. And they always talked about William J. Seymour, that when he came in for the services, that he didn't move forward with the services, and he would come in and he would put a box on top of his head. And he would keep the box on his head, no matter all the people that was looking at him, and no matter how many people was sitting on the pews waiting on him to preach a sermon, he wasn't going to move, he said, until the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. So he would sit there with a box on his head until he felt the move of the Spirit. Come on now. Until he felt the move of the Spirit, that's when he began to move out. So that's what we need to do. We need to wait on the move of the Spirit. Wait till God moves. Wait to the stirring up of the Spirit. And then when you jump in there, it's a flow. The glory will come. The people will be blessed. And you'll find yourself more refreshed and not tired and burnt out, so worn out, because now you're preaching under the anointing. Oh, and who doesn't want the anointing? You guys hear noise in the background. As I said, I am at the park. So I just wanted to do this kind of a mobile setting here doing this podcast. But I just wanted to touch bases with you all, because I know some of you ministers of the gospel, some of you prophets, you teachers, you pastors, you evangelists, you apostles, may be feeling the same thing that I'm feeling at this time in the spirit, and that you may be in a season of where God is getting ready to birth something new in you, huh? Yeroko sanda bahaya. And even though you're in this time of, you know, God, I got a duty to do. I have a call upon my life, but you don't feel like I'm moving right now, that I'm not going forward right now. Allow Holy Spirit to take you to this place that he's trying to take you to. Allow Holy Spirit to breathe in you in this season. And as he told me, you're rediscovering Regina. That there's another level to you. There's another facet of you. There's another part of you that I'm about to show you. Oh my God. I spoke earlier a couple of weeks ago on a show that I had to do. And I talked about God speaking to me and saying, I'm bringing all the pieces of the puzzle together. What was a mystery in your life? Like, Lord, why did I spend time here? Why did you take me to this job? And God, why did you allow me to serve at this church? And God, why did you put me in this place with this person? And God said, now I'm bringing all the pieces of the puzzle together to make you a whole person. Now I'm getting ready to represent you to the world. I'm getting ready to reintroduce you to the world. And it's not the same old mantle. It's not the same anointing, but it's going to be a fresh new anointing with all of you. As the Lord said, preaching is not the only thing you could do, Regina. So that's even why now I'm coming here talking about health and different things. He said there's more to the Regina Perkins show that's going to bring healing to the body of Christ. We need the word of the Lord, but God said we got to do spirit and the soul and the body. All of those things are important, because if one is out of order, if you're tired and sick in your body, how can you minister to the people of God? How can you have the energy or the strength or the fortitude to even want to read or pray or read your Bible or anything like that? And it's because you have to take the time out to nurture your soul. You have to take the time out to nurture your body. Self-care. And that's something that we don't do. So I just wanted to give you this nugget today. Take care of yourself. And wherever you're at in God right now, don't rush the process. I want you to remember what I just said. Don't rush the process. Don't rush it. Sometimes when I'm baking a pound cake, everybody, any of you cooks out there, you know a pound cake takes a long time to cook, but you can't rush the process. You got to allow it to sit, stay in there. You got to allow it to cook, and you got to allow it to rise. And God said, some of you need to stay in the oven till you rise. You need to stay in where he has you. Stay in that place. Stay in the heat till you rise to the proper level. Don't come out too early. Don't come out too soon, because it's allowing you to rise, and you will rise in the season. You will rise and be all that God has called you to be. I hope you have a blessed day. Remember to follow me on my social media pages. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. Please go follow my YouTube channel, Preacher Woman Productions Media. And also, The Regina Perkins Show now has a channel, launching a channel of The Regina Perkins Show. You guys go follow, go subscribe. We're going to talk about everything. It's going to be food. It's going to be the lifestyle. It's going to be inspiration. It's going to be everything. We're going to talk about some things. As you know, that's the slogan of my show. We have some things that we need to talk about. We're going to talk about the things that's going on in this world right now. So I pray you all have a blessed day. I pray God continues to bless you tremendously. I pray that you allow God to continue to season you just right for what we're getting ready to face in this season. God needs you. God needs you on the front line. He needs a whole man on the front line. He needs you healthy, wealthy, and strong. And so I pray you have a blessed day. Thank you all for joining me on The Regina Perkins Show. God bless you.